Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Alderman Brendan Riley joins me now, and I'm happy that you're able to make time to call in. How you doing, Brendan?
I'm doing good. How about you, Anna?
You know, not bad. Not bad. I mean, I follow you on Twitter, and I always find you to be interesting because I keep up to date in many ways by understanding what's happening. And then you lash out every once in a while, and you speak your mind, and I appreciate that too. One of the things that you've been very outspoken about is the restaurants, and we've had Sam Toya was just on the show yesterday, speaking about they're in the battle for their very survival right now, and they need some help in order to get through this.
Yeah, well, I'm very, very worried for many different parts of downtown's business community, but I'm especially worried for the hospitality industry, not just downtown, but across the entire city. You're seeing all the same headlines that I am, major restaurant groups announcing hundreds of layoffs, institutions in this city that have been here for decades closing for good. And honestly, the clock is ticking for a whole lot of other groups. And so I'm sure Sam Toya got into that at great length. But, you know, in talking with these restaurant owners, not just in my ward, but on the north and the south sides of the city, the two things that I keep hearing over and over again are we need additional hours of liquor service. And we need some additional capacity, especially with the bad weather coming. And I think the mayor has done an incredible job of leaning into the outdoor dining hard and working with local aldermen to close down streets in their respective wards and allow a lot of outdoor seating. But when the weather turns terrible, as it always does in Chicago, that won't be enough. And I'm told over and over again that, 11 p.m. liquor cutoff has these folks operating at a slight loss, whereas if you added just 2 hours, that allows each of these places to make a modest profit. And so COVID doesn't care what time it is. Whether someone is inebriated at 2 in the afternoon or 1 in the morning, it doesn't care. And so I think if we put it on the restaurant owners to properly police their customers and ensure that they are distancing, and if they're not, they have to leave, I think we need to trust the industry to give it a try. And look, if it turns out there's a bad outcome and we see a spike related to restaurants and bars, which I doubt we would, we can always pull it back. It's not, chiseled in stone. So I am very concerned about the industry. They desperately need this help. They employ tens of thousands of Chicagoans. And for a lot of these folks, we lose these places. We don't get them back. And that's a really big part of the fabric of our city and what makes us a tourism destination. And so I do think that that particular industry is in crisis and really teetering on the brink of a real financial disaster.
It's a great point. I mean, look, I've heard that there are benefits, bailout packages. They were hoping to get federal assistance. That has not panned out. You saw that for the airlines and other industries, but not the restaurant industry. I know there's been an effort to do that. Hasn't panned out. Locally, there have been some dollars, but I'm hearing that that is not enough.
Well, and, God bless Governor Pritzker. He's put out a new relief package, which I know is much needed and welcome, but the state has finite resources. We aren't the feds that literally print money and can't extend, huge barrels of relief, whereas a state is facing its own fiscal crisis and is really cobbling together the dollars it can to push out the door to provide, $10,000 grants, whereas the feds really need to get a much more meaningful package together for this industry. I don't think that's going to happen real soon, and so I think that the city needs to do what it can to provide a little extra breathing room for these folks and flexibility on the liquor service hours and, if appropriate, the occupancy. If I had to choose between the two, I would choose giving these folks more hours. It allows them to flip an entire table service, and it allows them also to sell a bit more alcohol, which improves their check total. So I am thinking about them a lot. I have an ordinance that I introduced to City Council that would extend liquor hours from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and I think a lot of my colleagues are interested in supporting that ordinance as well, because all of us represent restaurants in our respective wards and neighborhoods.
Alderman Riley, I've always found you to be a straight shooter. Can you answer this question straight if you know the answer to it? And I find it hard to figure out the answer to this. Are we seeing a spike in cases that are traced back to restaurants? Is that happening?
No. No, we haven't. And, you know, I don't have a whole lot of data related to the city of Chicago because, frankly, our tracing program isn't where it needs to be yet. But if you look at some of the suburban communities that have even more relaxed restrictions than we do, they're sticking with the governor's restrictions, you are not seeing large spikes traced back to bars and restaurants. And my experience anecdotally going around the city is that these operators are taking these orders very seriously. Their staff are wearing masks. They are sanitizing tables after every seating. They're maintaining distancing. I mean, I'm seeing it. And I think the industry knows they can't afford to mess this up. A lot of people are watching them. We're seeing a lot of this stuff being traced back, frankly, to house parties. That's kind of the default for socializing when you can't do it in a bar or restaurant. And we're seeing it also traced back, unfortunately, still to nursing homes. And that's looking at more of the state data. I certainly don't want to put more lives at risk. I come from a family of doctors. Those folks are sacrificing every day. But we have to try something different for this industry because we need them to survive. And I can tell you there are tens of thousands of families counting on those businesses to survive because that's their livelihood.
No question. No doubt about it. I just have a few seconds here, but Judge Tooman is going to join the show coming up, Alderman Riley. And I saw you tweet about this as well. You feel strongly. Can you just give me your few second response to what's going on there?
Sure. I was one of the two committeemen on the Cook County Democratic Party that voted against opposing the judge for retention. The Democratic Party decided that two judges out of 62 were not deemed worthy of being retained as judges, and Judge Tooman was one of them. I'm not a lawyer. I've never met Judge Tooman. I probably never will.
Bottom line, I just have a few seconds.
I didn't think what happened there was proper. I think we need independent judges, and I don't think Judge Tooman deserved to have that vote against him. I thought that was wrong.
A lot of folks agree, too, and we're going to talk about that. Alderman Riley, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you.